exact choice to go, you should support a Jew that is falling financially. There's a Gemara that talks about Yaman HaTzadik was a guy that stuck her, and a woman with 7 children came to him when there was drought, famine, whatever, and she said, "Please, panaseini, I need food to eat." He said, "I'm sorry, there's nothing left in the kibush of tzaka." She told him, "Rebbe, if you're not going to do it, then me, I, together with my 7 children, are going to die." He ended up taking it from his own money and gave it to him. A little bit later, he got sick, and Malach HaShos told HaKadosh Baruch Hu, "You said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mekayim Nefesh Achas Miyisur Ki Lekim Olam Moleh." And this person, Binyam HaTzadik, he was Mechaya, this woman has 7 children in the hard times. So immediately the Perea started in, and they added 22 years to his life. Chabad Chaim points out, when she came to him, she said, "Panasteini," which means, "Give me my needs." She should have said, "Give Panasa for me and for my children," because she really was asking for her 7 children also. Also, it says at the end, "Omad Bepir Nesot." So that it says that he was a financier. It doesn't mention anything about the children. We know that he wasn't a financier of the children, because the Malachi Torah said they saved the children also. So he said that what she said, "Panasteini," what she really meant was that she didn't just want money for the food for the family. She wanted money so that she could make panasa with it. And by doing so, he's giving it to her, but she's going to use it and she's going to be able to make money with it, and that's how she's going to support the 7 children. And that's considered a stalker. So that's what it says. He was a mefanasim, which means that he gave her what was necessary to start off her business, and that himself gave her the ability to support the entire family. He says, with this we understand why they added 22 years to his life. Because it says, it's in the pasuk of Kiyama Chachicha V'Zakteba, which is basically talking about that a person at a hard stage, you should try to stop him from falling and give him the ability to support himself. So there's 22 words in that pasuk. So since he was Mekayim, the Indian of this pasuk has 22 words, they were added 22 words, 22 years to his life. And it also says in the Lashon of the pasuk, "Imoch," together with you. What does it mean, together with you? You're not the one who's in a hard financial state, he is. So Chavos Chaim also points out, it says in Chazal, when a poor person comes to somebody, he has 2 options. Either he helps them out. If he doesn't help them out, then Hashem eventually is going to switch them around. He's going to have to be the one that takes the tzedakah. So you should always look at it as if you're also doing it to prevent yourself from going from needing tzedakah. Well, it's a wonderful thing to go in the way of Hashem and help those who are in need. And Hashem will help us also.